Lord, you come with healing in your wings, and all your ways are perfect. I pray you will give us all the gift of trust and putting our lives totally in your capable hands. Amen. Well, my precious heart dwellers, thank you for your prayers. We've been helping a couple of friends out, and like all of us, they have unsettled issues in their lives, which the Lord allowed for us to learn more, and also for me to share with you and perhaps be of some help to them. That's partly why I've been out of pocket. Anyway, Jesus began, "My love, you have much need for patience. They are a handful. It's like a drain, a vortex, that sucks everyone and everything down into it. On the outside, beautiful, but inside, turbulent, and that has affected the peace of this house. Some are gifted at using their beauty and charm to cover that vortex up, but I brought them here to expose and heal them in my loving arms, if they're willing. Yes, the centrality of their life must be me, and that is not happening in the sense that they are holding their life closely and protective of any intrusions. The problem with that is they're a whirlwind of self and not about to relinquish what they consider to be their only protection. Isn't life interesting?" Yeah, thank you, Lord. Now that you say it that way, yes, it is. Lord, what do I do? Just love them as you can, but do not allow them to suck you into their reality. I know how empathic you are, and that's part of the issue. This is your home, and you are sensitive to what is going on in your space. And this kind of turbulence is highly unsettling, even though you can't really see it. I did not abandon you and your preoccupation with yourself. I helped you ascend out of that pit. My problem here is that you were willing and could see your sin. They are still not willing to recognize the extent of the disorder in their life and that they need help. Wherever they go, this vortex goes with them. They have to be willing, Claire. I can do nothing without their willingness. Those who would keep their own lives will lose them, and those who lose them for my sake will keep them. Matthew 16:25. "What more is there to say," he continued, "except charity covers a multitude of sins? My children, you will meet souls along the way who are very confused and live in continual confusion and chaos. They go from one situation to another, bringing with them tremendous disorder. They can be very charming and loving on the outside, but within they are captive to a spinning vortex of problems that they never seem to be able to get free of. The issue here is willingness. Can they turn their lives over to me to be recreated and truly born again? Or are they so wounded that they trust no one and hold on to what they have for dear life? I have tried over the years to help these people, but truly, unless they're willing, it is futile, and eventually they move on to another situation until others tire of them there as well. Understand, I want to help them. With all my heart, I want to help them, but they are not willing to let go and let God. And unfortunately, they may never be willing to let go and let God. These are the ones that come to a tragic end, in the sense that all that could have been is stolen from them by the enemy because of the continual vortex of problems and issues and defensive thinking. Many of you have come from this kind of background, but you gave yourself to me, and now you are a new creation. That is the only difference between you and those who will not surrender to me, but had to keep complete control of themselves. Unfortunately, relationships do not work out for them because eventually the other party resents and resists their control, no matter how flattering and seemingly loving they may be. Each of you are created to be different. And it is in those differences that I bring about a largeness of heart and prepare you for heaven. But when a soul will not yield control to me, they will also not yield control to their spouse, and you will find yourself in a continual life and death struggle just to breathe until you're totally burned out. Forewarned is forearmed. I love them so dearly that my heart is broken every time another opportunity fails for them. Walls. Walls that turn in on themselves, similar to a tornado. At that point, Jesus showed me a vision of a soul who has a spinning cloud made up of rationales, excuses, and human reasoning. As they get older and things fail, they become more protective and locked into a cycle with an ever-rising vortex of thinking, keeping them isolated from the outside world. The demons feed into this an attitude of superiority, which further isolates them and keeps them dependent on their own thinking. And the new situations bring new defensive reasonings that further isolate them from help. New encounters bring new rationales, and the old ones collapse into the vortex, keeping it spinning. That's what I'm seeing. Jesus continued, "If you could see this as I see it, you would see a form of electromagnetic energy isolating a person. They become more and more separated from reality by way of defensiveness for anything that threatens their security system. So the problem continues on and on and on until there's no way to reach them. But continuing to look for love and acceptance, they hit a brick wall when they cannot control the other person by having them come into agreement with their way of looking at life. And so marriages fail, friendships fail, and they move on taking this interior chaos with them. What I have to help them is threatening to their system of defense, so they run from me. I have nothing but pity for these, but I am especially grieved for the disorder they cause in other lives. They cannot see this because their emotions are locked into this whirling vortex of self-defense and preoccupation with self, which mirrors back to them what they want to see. Dear ones, unless you're willing to give your life up, I promise you will lose it. What I mean is not through death, but through loss of destiny. What could have been yours required a letting go and a reformation. It required an end to the vortex. And without being willing to give it up for what I want to give, it will control you for the rest of your life." I just want to take an aside here and mention that one of the things the Lord asked me to give up was photography. Nature photography, as I mentioned before, this was my business in New York and San Francisco. That was my real love as far as a vocation goes. But the other part of me really wanted to help people. And that was very unfulfilled because I was in the New Age and reading tarot cards and the I Ching. And that didn't do it for them. They needed the Lord. They needed prophetic wisdom from God. But when I came to the Lord, all of that was stripped away. I renounced everything. And all of my self-importance as a photographer was all stripped away. And he asked me to put it up. And at that point, just to embrace the simplicity of the life he wanted me to have. And then he brought me into the YouTube channel, which is wonderful. After a long cycle of Christian living and a lot of very difficult lessons, breakings and resurrections, he gave me this beautiful job of helping others through the wisdom that I gained from my own experiences with the Lord. And then he gave me the gift of music. I know I complain a lot about my inability, but I know there's a gift there. It just needs to be honed. Believe me, I'm working hard at it. So besides writing and counseling, he gave me music. But I had to be willing to let go of that image of myself that was a photographer and all the significance that I had wrapped up in that. I had to be willing to be taken apart brick by brick and letting the Lord restore me brick by brick, doing it His way. So yes, if I had not given that up, I would never have the rewarding life that I have now, which is far more rewarding than what I had as a photographer. So Jesus continued. He had just finished saying, "Without being willing to give it up for what I want to give, it will control you for the rest of your life." And I would have been stuck in the New Age in photography and been that way till the day I died. Anyway, Jesus continued and said, "What I am saying is that the demons have planted these rationales to isolate who you could be, what you have been created to do, while at the same time building you up in confidence that you are always more intelligent and right than others. Therefore, you do not need to listen to their counsel. This is how they isolate you and make you want to control others to look at life from within your vortex. This is why marriages fail. What is the solution? Pray for these souls that they finally recognize their sickness and isolating lifestyle and have the courage to allow me into their lives, to take it apart piece by piece and reconstruct it with my wisdom and the good reality of who they are in me, thus setting them on the right path to fulfillment in their relationships and destinies. Pray and treat them with great love, not judging, but knowing that any of you are capable of going astray in this very same and tragic way, even tomorrow. And then he brought something to my attention. One sure sign is, despite the reality of their situation, on the outside they present the front of always having it under control, present perfect reasoning, and always have the answer, despite the ongoing emotional vortex that's raging inside. And yes, medication can help, but it is more a matter of the will, the willingness to let down the barriers and resolve the issues. And some will not receive medication because they're convinced that you're wrong. I have nothing against antidepressants where they're necessary. It is a chemical issue in the body. Just like when you eat the wrong food and you get heartburn, or just like when the doctor puts you on heart medicine, there is no issue. It would be best for you to come to me and for me to heal you from these things. But if I don't allow that to happen and I don't do it, I have no qualms about allowing you to take medication. This is a huge misunderstanding in the body of Christ. And what I would like you to understand is that there are times that I don't heal a soul because they are interceding for others, and this is a suffering. And there are other times when there's a great deal of pride in their lives, and having to resort to medication because I wouldn't heal them is a humbling process. There's so much guilt, false guilt, that the demons have attached to medication to keep people from getting the help that they need. And this can cause them to be so handicapped that they never fulfill their destinies in me, but are always troubled. He went on to say, "The world is full of these souls, dear ones. They shine ever so brightly on the outside, but inside they are a continual collapsing mess, groping for meaning and destiny in their lives. And allow this to be a lesson to you all on a smaller scale. Be willing to be found out. That is, be willing to have your faults exposed so you may be set free from them. For I am continually refining you out of my great love and devotion. I am longing to make you ready for heaven and even satisfied in this life. So never fear letting me expose in your life the things that must change for you to move forward. For those of you caught in this trap, you have a decision to make. Look back on the fruit of your life. Is there peace and happiness, or one failure after another? I want to change that, but you must be willing. I'm here at your right hand to walk with you. Please do not turn away from me anymore.